Michael, many congratulations. The Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games is over, and a sigh of relief. But more importantly for you, what a way to end.
Yeah, that was a good way to go out. Yeah, I mean, rode in there today, and the stadium's absolutely packed. You really feel it. And I was just hoping that she would sort of, you know, maintain her concentration and show some of the work that I know she's capable of.
People don't have been to dressage before, but for you turning up at your first World Equestrian Games, the crowd, I mean, what was it like, that roar of sound?
It's unbelievable, yeah. I mean, when I first came in, you know, you hear a lot of talking and discussions, that sort of mer sound going on. And then, yeah, when my name was announced and everything, you get a big cheer. It's an unbelievable feeling, and it's everything I hoped it would be.
You've got a smile on your face now, but first part of the week you were doom and gloom because you felt you let yourself and the team down, but you've ended up with a silver medal. But more importantly, you're in the final 15. Has it really been a week that has exceeded everything?
Yeah, I mean, the mare's been on super form, which is why I was really hoping that this competition would be a good one for me. So that's obviously why I was very disappointed with the Grand Prix, because I'd just done Aachen and the horse went really well and she felt super leading the whole way up to the competition. And then the Grand Prix, I think, was just a bit of one of those tests, you know, it got off to a rocky start and I managed to save her quite a few points and get a decent score still. But then obviously going back in there in the special and getting that feeling then going in today, I felt a lot more positive.
And what have you learned about yourself on the big stage?
I've learned that you can't be too hard on yourself when things go wrong. You obviously have to take them on board and think why. But you always know that there's another chance and keep believing in yourself.
And the sort of team now gives you confidence, must now going forward, because you know you've proved yourself on, you know, the biggest stage outside the Olympics.
Yeah, no, I've always liked these sort of competitions. It's always been my aim to get to the World Games and Olympics and stuff like that. And I feel, yeah, when I go in on the stadium's packed like that, if anything, it gives me a bit of a boost.
You must now be looking at those long sort of winter nights training now that gives you an added incentive to keep on working.
Yeah, I think that the mare hasn't definitely still got more to come. Like, you know, everything still needs to just get that little bit more refined, and I need to feel that I can just get her confident, that I don't have to have her, maybe I can have her neck a little bit more open. I think there's a lot more to come from her, and the way she was trotting outside after the test today, I think she's ready for another World Games next week.